どうも、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. This is Lower Beginner Season 2, Lesson 21. Make sure to eat your Japanese vegetables. I'm Becky.
こんにちは、夏子です。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask the price for a specific amount of something. The conversation takes place at a supermarket.
It's between David and the shop clerk.
The speakers are a customer and a shop clerk, so they'll be using formal language.The clerk will speak especially formally. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
すみません。じゃがいもときゅうりはどこにありますか？
はい、野菜売り場にございます。こちらへどうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
こちらです。じゃがいもは3個で100円です。それから、きゅうりはあちらにございます。5本で100円です。
きゅうりは2本でいくらですか？
1本25円です。ですから、2本で50円です。
わかりました。
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
すみません。じゃがいもときゅうりはどこにありますか？
はい、野菜売り場にございます。こちらへどうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
こちらです。じゃがいもは3個で100円。です。それから、きゅうりはあちらにございます。5本で100円です。
きゅうりは2本でいくらですか？
1本25円です。ですから、2本で50円です。
わかりました。
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
すみません。じゃがいもときゅうりはどこにありますか？
Excuse me, where are potatoes and cucumbers?
はい、野菜売り場にございます。こちらへどうぞ。
They are in the vegetable section.Please come this way.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
こちらです。じゃがいもは3個で100円です。それから、きゅうりはあちらにございます。5本で100円です。
Here they are. The potatoes are 100 yen for 3. The cucumbers are over there, at 100 yen for 5.
きゅうりは2本でいくらですか？
How much are two cucumbers?
1本25円です。ですから、2本で50円です。
It is 25 yen for one, so 50 yen for two.
わかりました。
Okay. Natsuko, I've noticed that the vegetable section of supermarkets in Japan is usually located near the store's entrance. Is that on purpose?
Of course. It's a marketing strategy.As a rule, vegetables look colorful and fresh. So, when you enter the supermarket and see the vegetable section first, it gives you the impression that all the products in the store are fresh and of high quality.
I see. And that impression would motivate me to buy more things.
Exactly.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
じゃがいも。
Potato.
じゃがいも。じゃがいも。
Next we have?
きゅうり。
Cucumber.
きゅうり。きゅうり。
Next we have
野菜
Vegetable
野菜野菜
Next we have
売り場
Place where things are sold, such as sales floor
売り場売り場
Next we have
売る
To sell
売る売る
Next we have
だけ
Only, just
だけだけ
Next we have
本
Book, counter for long and thin objects
本本
Next we have
こ
Counter for articles
ここ
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
売り場
meaning sales floor.
売り場 consists of two kanji. 売り meaning to sell and 場 meaning a place. So 売り場 literally means selling place.
You can often see this word after a specific item. In that case, it would mean a sales floor or section for that specific item.
For example, if you want to say sales floor for vegetables, you can say 野菜 meaning vegetables and 野菜売り場
Sales floor for vegetables or vegetable section. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you will learn how to ask the price of something you want to buy.
The easiest way to find out the price is to point at the product and say,これはいくらですか?
Meaning, how much is this?
The question word, いくら means how much, and it's followed by the copula, this, and question particle, か.
So altogether, how much is this is?
これはいくらですか?
You can replace this with any item that you want to know the price of. For example, how much is a hamburger would be?
ハンバーガーはいくらですか?
You can also ask the price of currency, like, how much is 1 euro?
1ユーロはいくらですか?
Natsuko, can we use the same pattern to ask, for example, how much 5 carrots are?
Sure, but keep in mind that if you want to ask the price of a specific amount of something, you should use a counter attached directly to a number.
Counters are words used for counting objects. They are similar to English expressions like a cup of or a sheet of. There's a variety of counters, often based on the shape of the object. Okay, let's learn more about this pattern using an example sentence. How can you say, how much are 4 oranges?
オレンジは4個でいくらですか?
Let's break it down.
First, we have オレンジ。Meaning orange. And wa, orange wa.
So make sure to use the topic marking particle here. And next?
Then you can add the number 4 and the counter for various inanimate objects. 4 ko. Ko is the counter commonly used for small and round objects. After that, you need to make sure to add de, meaning 4, as in 4 ko de.To mean for 4 things.
So altogether,
オレンジは4個で
Literally, as for oranges, for 4 pieces.
Then you can say, いくらですか?
How much? Okay, so altogether,
オレンジは4個でいくらですか? キュウリは2本でいくらですか? キュウリis the word meaning cucumber, and we use ni to mean two.
And here we used a different counter, right?
That's right. It's hon. You can use this counter for the things that are vertically long, like pencils. So altogether, キュウリは2本で.
Literally, this is as for cucumbers for 2 things.
キュウリは2本で.いくらですか?
How much is 2 cucumbers? Listeners, for more information about counters, be sure to visit our counters series at JapanesePod101.com. You'll learn everything you need to know about the different types of counters in Japanese.
Listeners, want to easily understand Japanese conversations?
We'll let you in on a secret.
Use line-by-line audio.
With this tool, you can listen to lesson conversations line by line.
And you can listen again and again until you easily understand natural Japanese.
With a click of a button, listen to each line of the conversation.
And rapidly understand natural Japanese with this powerful tool.
Find this feature on the lesson page in the lesson materials section at JapanesePod101.com. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
またね。
すみません。じゃがいもときゅうりはどこにありますか？
はい、野菜売り場にございます。こちらへどうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
こちらです。じゃがいもは3個で100円です。それからきゅうりはあちらにございます。5本で100円です。
きゅうりは2本でいくらですか？
1本25円です。ですから2本で50円です。
わかりました。